Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Dottori. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dottori fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics won, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Dottori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dottori is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jameson strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Montague applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. George Dottori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dottori is 0 for 1 in the game. Dottori hits a fly ball into center field. Haas catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Haas. Morgan tags and moves to third. Hodapp tags and moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Ed Montague. Bibb Fauck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fauck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jonah Goldman now playing shortstop. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dettori fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fauck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Simmons moves to third. Jimmy Fauck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fauck is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Fauck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Fauck moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fauck scores. Miller moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan is thrown out after the base hit. 2 outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Earnshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop strikes out. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Dykes goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Dottori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dottori is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Dottori hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Sewell pinch hits for Wes Farrell. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Belle Bean now pitching. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 3 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Earnshaw hits a pop-up beyond short. Goldman can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Haas moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 4 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Haas moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Haas scores. Bishop moves to second. It's 7-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 7-1, Athletics. George Dottori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dottori is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Dottori hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Myatt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca pinch hits for Jonah Goldman. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Bell Bean. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive towards short. Boley catches it and steps on second to double up Myatt. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.